Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
You're listening to the man who has received so much recognition for his work on behalf of small business that he had to get a bigger mantle for his awards and a wider door for his head.
You have reached the transmitting signal for the big giant head. All big giant circuits are busy right now. Please stay on the line.
Mr. Humble, Jim Blasingame.
Welcome back, 34 after the hour. Thank you very much for joining me. Thanks for hanging out with me. Always a pleasure to continue to be with you, and I'm very excited about having our good friend Bert Folsom back on the show. Bert is the author of a number of award-winning books, watershed books, including his newest ones, New Deal or Raw Deal, all about FDR's economic legacy, and then the last one he co-authored with Anita Folsom. Yes, they are related. FDR Goes to War. He's the resident historian to the Brain Trust, and he's been with us now almost 15 years. Bert Folsom, welcome back to the show.
Jim, it's good to be with you.
Always a pleasure, Bert. Now, by the way, folks, that's Dr. Burton W. Folsom, Jr., I might add. Bert, and also Bert's, by the way, folks, professor of history at Hillsdale College in Hillsdale, Michigan. Bert, we lost an icon last week. Margaret Thatcher. I'll tell you, it really bothers me that every American doesn't know how important she has been to the history of mankind. Really, I mean, she was our partner. She was Ronald Reagan's partner. I heard somebody say the other day that they thought she was maybe even a little more important than Reagan because she inspired him.
Well, she came in before he did. She got in 1979, yep. Of course. But Reagan was excited about the principles of how free markets worked before 1979, and so I don't think you can say she taught him anything, but she did inspire him.
She did embolden him and teach him about taking on the unions.
Yes. Yes, and he did that right away, as you know, in his first year.
Yeah, and she did that, but she had already done that to break the unions that were taking the country, England down.
Yes, and she privatized the Heathrow Airport and various industries. She did a lot to say, "Hey, markets work. This business of subsidies for unions or subsidies for different kinds of industries or no competition clauses for industries. Hey, it doesn't work."
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and so they were soulmates as leaders. Reagan and Thatcher. It's amazing to me, Bert, that people still trash her name in England. It's amazing to me that there are people in America who still don't give her the respect that she deserves.
When she came into office, let's just start out with point number one. When she got into office, the income tax, the top rate on the income tax in England, was 98%.
Wow.
And you wonder why, if you let people, that's marginal rate, so you had to make a little to pay that, but you're telling your entrepreneurs you get to keep $2 out of every 100 that you earn past a certain point. And no wonder there was just total stagnation. She had to get the rate down. I met her one time, Jim, in my life.
Mm-hmm.
And the one thing I said to her was, "Thank you for cutting that 98% income tax." And she just laughed. And everybody else did because they thought, well, how obvious? Well, it wasn't obvious in 1979, and she was bold, and she withstood that flow of the tax cuts for the rich and all of that stuff that they used against Reagan. Mm-hmm. It didn't work. We started a gigantic industrial boost in the 1980s here in the United States with Microsoft, with Walkman radios, microwaves,
but
everything.
She also was Reagan's partner, among other people, who helped end communism in Russia, break the Soviet Union's back.
Yes, she was so supportive. She was mad, remember, because he wouldn't support her as much on the Falkland Islands.
Right.
And she, you've probably heard that story that she was chewing him out on the phone one time, and Reagan, some people were in the office, and she was going at him, and Reagan just covered the receiver and looked up and said, "Isn't she wonderful?"
Where are the Margaret Thatchers and Ronald Reagans of the 21st century?
Well, they're going to have to be created. There are not very many of them in office, or at least in high office right now.
Yeah.
But You know, we have people who are impressive. I like Senator Rubio. I like Ted Cruz.
Well, let's talk about them in a minute. I want to stay with Thatcher for the next minute, half minute we've got. What's your last thought about Margaret Thatcher?
Well, that she showed that free people produce and can prosper more than when you have government top-down leadership.
Mm-hmm.
Period.
Mm-hmm. Margaret Thatcher, ladies and gentlemen, a great citizen of the world, a great leader. She had courage, she had conviction, and she had the benefit of being right. Because when you give people freedom, when you give them liberty, when you give them access to liberty, when you let them keep the fruits of their labors, they'll produce more opportunity for other people and society will benefit. That's her legacy. And we pay tribute to her today. Well, rest in peace, Margaret Thatcher. 22. Right back with Bert Folsom. Stay with me.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.